Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In this league, you got to find multiple ways to win. And Mike, it was an example of that tonight.
That is a great point because that's what was different. And we were all thinking about this.
Phenomenal point.
Great point. Spectacular. Phenomenal. No, because usually you're right. And we're all sitting there thinking.
The Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus Podcast, presented by Connors and Ferris. Mike Catalana, Dan Fates, I am Jenna Cottrell. We are breaking down this Bills playoff win, 31-17 over the Steelers. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. Mike, the Bills got it done. Some injuries along the way, but they're moving on to the divisional round.
This survive and advance thing, the survive part is getting too strong at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, the injuries are absurd. The defense looked like, for a while, it looked like we were watching like a very cold preseason
100%.
Game.
Yeah.
And it
100%.
Was crazy. But give them credit. Look, I think they played very well tonight.
100%.
I think they did a lot of things well. Allen was spectacular. Shakir made plays. Kincaid, all that stuff was great. And the defense hung in there. I'm sorry. That is a decimated defense right now, and they still made enough plays to win.
That's an understatement. I looked at this when they were driving down the field, and you're kind of going, man, how come the Steelers are driving? And then you think about it, and you realize at one point in that drive, they were down their top four cornerbacks to start the season. And then midway through the season, you had Rasul Douglas out as well. So you had your top four, and you were down your top three linebackers.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yes.
Yeah. It looked – those guys on the field – hadn't played meaningful snaps since preseason. Like, this is unbelievable what this defense does. So before anybody says, oh, it got closer down the stretch, yeah, there was a reason.
Yeah.
And for as much as I wanted to make fun of Mason Rudolph as I did earlier the season, he could at least pass against a backup defense.
Yeah.
Unbelievable job to at least stop the bleeding. Maybe you didn't stop it. You slowed down the bleeding at least until Josh Allen had enough time to take over down the stretch.
I thought it was really interesting because I feel like in so many moments this season, it has been the Bills' defense to kind of steady things out and keep the Bills in games and win. And then now tonight, it was the Bills' offense going down the field, eating up the clock, scoring points to help keep this Bills team afloat. I think to win in this league, you got to find multiple ways to win. And Mike, it was an example of that tonight.
That is a great point because that's what was different. And we were all thinking about this.
Phenomenal point.
Great point. Spectacular.
Phenomenal.
No, because usually you're right. And we're all sitting there thinking.
We're clipping no. that.
That was good.
Yeah. I wasn't.
Well, I know.
I'm sorry.
Know.
Let it go that way.
Yeah.
It's the idea of can the defense steady things if they've turned it over. No, it was like, listen, this defense needs a break.
Yes.
They need a break. And that drive, Josh Allen made a play on third down. And he got the ball to Diggs. I don't know how he did. Again, rolling right. And that was one of his many great plays. That led to a field goal on that play. They needed a break at that point, and he made that play coming across his body, throwing it that way. But I kept thinking, that's big for the offense, huge for the defense to get off the field a little bit. We're going to talk more about A.J. Klein and what he did, but so many guys stepped up. But you're right. I mean, the offense was special in that first half.
First half special.
Yeah.
They and Joe Brady was in it. I mean, he was calling great plays.
The kids
they were
say,
executing.
In his bag.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that, but
I
thought that's
so
bad.
Yeah.
I chickened out. I was like, I was even gonna do the as the kids say, but then I'm like, I'm with the kids, so let them say it.
I wish we'd have done
but
it.
He really did. I mean, the plays and when they and they went quick on that play to Kincaid, it was great.
It was
Allen
nice.
Put the ball
off
on the money.
Turnover.
So the offense carried him. And then the defense got so beaten up, they really needed that help, and they ended up getting it done. So it was really good.
It was a weird end to the first half. The field goal gets blocked. They go down the field and score, so you kind of have this weird taste in your mouth. But I remember going into half, and I said, the Bills get the ball to start the second half. Put this game away. I go down the field and score. They go three now.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it just – The Steelers go down, kick a field goal, made it a, you know, a 11-point game at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit nervous at times, but you just, again, unbelievable resiliency. This team, it's just crazy. And I just remember I tweeted out how many players they were down, and it just was like, all right, this is the offense's turn. And you saw that again. It was much like Miami, where Sean McDermott said he just wasn't going to be denied, Josh Allen. And he wasn't.
How about the play? How about the run?
I saw someone describe it as the yabba-dabba-doo into the end zone. I love that. 52 yards.
I love what McDermott said. He's like, Joe's in the headset saying, get down, slide. Okay.
Oh. So here is what Josh Allen had to say about the run and the reaction of his teammates and head coach.
You know, there's a lot of guys screaming slide and didn't slide and scored. So it worked out that time.
So when we got to the sideline, I said, hey, man, you need to slide. He just looked at me like I was crazy.
I think it was even Joe on the headset going, get down, get down. And then he goes and scores. And he's like, I mean, go score, right? So
sometimes you can't help but just to sit back and be a fan. It's like in your head you're screaming slide, but then he's just, you know, weaving in and out of defenders, running guys over. It's hard to tell a guy to slide when he's doing stuff like that.
I mean, I'm watching it just like, all right, and I'm like, okay, and then he just keeps going somehow, and he's a special player, you know, best quarterback in the league for a reason.
I was on the sideline, and my hands were on my head, and I was just jaw dropped. Just like, no. I was just like, wow. It's plays like that, man. He's just a freak of nature. He's a guy that can make anything happen at any given time. And when you got a guy like that on your team, especially leading the team at quarterback, I mean, shoot, good luck.
Yeah, I don't know who's better. The fact that Dawson Knox has – I'm kind of become accustomed to seeing it.
Yeah.
Yet Dalton Kincaid being like, I'm not used to seeing this, and it's awesome. And then you have Khalil Shakir calling him just a freak of nature. And I love the ending, the mic drop of like, when he's playing like that, good luck.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. No, he was great.
Special.
And then,
so special.
How about the touchdown to seal it?
Yeah.
Because Shakir is becoming, I wrote today, I tweeted, he's a weapon for this team now.
Yeah.
The plays he can make. Not so many. It's key plays that he makes, but that touchdown, that's Minkah Fitzpatrick that he shook off.
Yep.
And then he ends
the
up taking
control.
It for a touchdown. Fantastic. I mean, he keeps making plays for them.
You thought, okay, they got the first down, great. And then you see him up, and then you see the wiggle he has into the end zone. And that was, I mean, that was the dagger. That really solidified things. And for this team, I felt like, you know, you didn't have Gabe Davis. You had all these injuries on the defense. And for the Bills to play the way they did tonight, I think it does say a lot. Look, you could say the Steelers, this is the team that the Bills wanted to see. They were one of the weakest seeds coming into the playoffs. But at the same point, to go down, like, Kaiir Elam was on the field tonight for the Bills.
I just want
to
say.
And he had a nice play.
Yeah. Finishing on Shakir.
Yeah.
He reminds me of two players blended together. The good of both of them. A little bit of Cole Beasley.
I could see that.
In the safety, what he's turned into, always being at the right place at the right time. And the way they've done it. And a little bit of the wiggle of Isaiah McKenzie. Like, take a little bit more of an explosiveness. And I just love when Sean McDermott talks about it. His measurables aren't that impressive. Speed, agility, all those things. He goes, but measure him as a football player, and he's pretty special.
Yeah, I like those
plays. He's a
plays.
Football player.
He reminds me of another former Bill, and I've said this to you guys before, Robert Woods.
Yeah,
I think
Bobby
he's
Woods.
A smooth route
Bobby,
runner.
Bobby Woods, y'all.
Got more athleticism than he's given credit for. Continues to make plays. We've seen him still make plays. And I just like the way he plays. I just do. And there was a concern.
Do it. Say it.
As reliable as a Subaru. He is.
He is.
I got to make that graphic.
Yeah.
You got to make.
But he.
What kind of Subaru? An Outback?
Forester?
Does
a
it
Forester?
Matter?
No, I was just.
Are we really going to say, like, the cool Subaru? Is that what we're going to say? I mean, come
How
on.
How dare you?
By the way,
Subaru,
what are we driving home in?
A Subaru.
We are.
Reliable.
Yes. Yeah, reliable Subaru. No, but he's reliable. He makes plays. Look, Diggs today, key plays. Again, now listen, that deep ball to Diggs, that was so close. Not deep. I mean, it was a pretty long pass.
That shot they took,
good defensive play. Allen missed by, I say, about 6 inches. That ball's a little bit higher. That's a touchdown. They just can't connect on those deeper balls.
Yeah.
It just hasn't happened.
That really would have been.
That would have been, you talk about dagger. I think that would have made it 28-0.
Yeah.
That was right before the,
okay,
the block.
Before, let's get to that. We got a kicking problem on this team. You don't think so?
It sounded like when Tyler Bass hit that missed field goal, it sounded like he was kicking a brick.
The last one.
The last one.
They didn't. It didn't really matter, but come on. It's a little chip shot. But
sounded like my drives. It was like, is that great?
Yeah.
You didn't hit the club face right.
Yeah. But look, it didn't hurt you tonight. It did sort of get, because they did not turn the ball over.
No.
That was as close to a turnover as they had in the game.
Yeah.
But it, in effect, kind of was, because they ended up getting the ball down and they ended up going and scoring. A bit of a momentum changer there. But I just say, Allen, man, he was what you wanted. Special plays. Didn't do anything dumb. Did not put the ball in danger. He played a great game. He played a great playoff game, and they got him the win, especially on a day when we don't know how long they're going to lose their key defensive player. Because I would argue he and Ed Oliver have been the two most valuable players on the defense.
I agree. I said Terrell Bernard has been the heart of this defense.
He does so many things. I was, Jenna, one of those moments where I'm like, look at this to her in the game.
I almost texted you during the game. Mike is so infuriating to watch the game with.
Yeah, it's just, I have so
Jenna,
much
Jenna,
knowledge.
Are you watching this
Did
massive
you see this?
Field that's
Did
in
you see,
front of you?
Okay, like, so one play.
In defense, he does it to anybody that's next
yeah,
to him.
No. Yeah, no.
It's not
just me. I'm not special.
Correct.
I know.
Don't all of you wish you could watch a game with me?
Did you see that?
So
yes,
one play, what
I
was
did.
I saying that he did?
Who?
Bernard. Did so well.
Drop back into coverage.
He's so good at it. Yep. He has instincts. He drops in coverage, and he makes a play, makes that throw. And especially when you're going against this guy, he ain't going to make that throw. Mm-hmm. We told you he wasn't that good.
Yeah.
No, seriously. In the beginning of the game, when he was struggling, Mason Rudolph, I said to Jenna, Dan's going to be insufferable.
And then you said extra insufferable.
But then, against the backups, which is what he is, he started making some plays, and he made it a little bit tougher. But
okay,
the Bernard thing is, like, we'll see what it is.
So the reports are that the x-rays came back negative. Terrell Bernard is scheduled to have an MRI tomorrow. That is Tuesday. So we'll have more of an update. Could it be an ankle sprain as opposed to an ankle break? What do we know that means for his future status going forward? I don't really know. We'll know that more as the week unfolds. But
doesn't look good for Sunday.
It doesn't look good for Sunday, but a slight glimmer of hope.
You hate to see a guy carted off, towel over his head with an air cast on.
Yeah. He was in a lot of pain.
Yeah. The fact that Ian Rappaport of NFL Network is saying that the x-rays were negative is somewhat encouraging. Obviously, there can be sprains that can be worse than breaks and all of these things, but maybe a slim bit of optimism. The linebacker that filled in for him, A.J. Bleepin' Klein, have yourself a day.
So we were talking to Dorian Williams, and he's like, my Uncle A.J., like, he's always around. Dorian Williams was great, and he was just talking about the
Jen's
guy.
Hurting.
He's just around. And he's like, but in his case, he had plans this weekend. A little bit different than being in the freezing cold here.
Family trip.
Key West.
Pretty much retired.
Yeah. I mean, seriously retired. Like, RV, driving to Key West.
Like, vacation booked. He was like, I was watching playoff football. This was awesome. Like, watching these games on the stretch. Like, I'm screaming at the TV. I'm a fan. And I'm at peace with it. And Bean texts him on Wednesday or Tuesday saying, hey, we might need you. And he talks with his family, packs up, heads to Buffalo. Practices Thursday, Friday, leads the team in tackles with 11, and is calling the defense in a playoff game late.
He was doing the scout team at practice. Okay, so he's not really practicing regular defense. He's the guy who's helping them get ready for the Steelers defense, and then he's playing. Green dot, like you said, he's out there on the field, and he looked good. I mean, they needed him to make plays, and he's out there. And he's out there again with Dorian Williams, with different corners. Mm-hmm. Like, you're looking around the corner room, and I don't know if Rasul Douglas is going to be ready. McDermott didn't say much. He was like, he said maybe that Dodson was a little closer, but we won't know till this week. So it could be A.J. and Dorian out there as the starters this week.
Unbelievable. And I'll say this, as they continue to work on the field behind us, I don't know if there are many guys I would rather have calling a defense right now in the National Football League than Sean McDermott.
Oh, yeah.
What he has done patching this defense together with duct tape and bubble gum, unbelievable job to, again, I know it's the Steelers. I know it's Mason Rudolph. It's still a playoff game, and you are down all of those guys. You lose Taron Johnson, your all-pro slot corner, in the middle of that game, and just an unbelievable job. Dane Jackson, great. Kyer Elam, phenomenal. You guys talked to him after in the locker room. What a play.
Yeah, he talked about how, you know, he was staying true to his process behind the scenes and how it was a sigh of relief for him to be able to contribute. I mean, think about it. He went in, he said his feet were literally
cold. Oh, yeah,
cold,
he talked about
going into the game, missed that big tackle, then did a defensive
penalty.
Yeah. And then to come up with the interception.
Good thing I couldn't tweet because I was so cold as hell.
Oh, I said.
We already did.
I was like, it's bad that Kyer Elam's on the field.
Yeah.
But I said, to tweet, like, of course it's Kyer. Great interception. What is that like the tweet? Like,
I said my tweet motivated him.
Well,
and you see Jenna's up there? Yeah.
So I asked him about being cold. I go, the vets don't help you with anything. He goes, man, I'm standing on the sidelines like you guys would be just watching.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I'm out there. He goes, I got to get my feet are cold. He goes, you're just sort of standing
there.
You're
like a statue, which is fair.
But,
but
look, give him credit. He knows what's been said about him.
Yeah.
He knows he hasn't been able to contribute. Now, he was saying, I wasn't able to run. I wasn't able to help. Give the kid credit. He stayed ready because we even talked about this. At some point, you may need him with this team. If you can put on a uniform, they may need you because they've had so many injuries. And he went out, ended up making a huge play, that interception, because it would have been a 14-7 game. Instead, he ended up being 21-0.
Yeah, that was huge.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And by the way, McDermott hit on one challenge. I know people said, did the ball touch the guy's helmet? I don't know.
I think that's what was the case, that he was out of bounds, Freiermuth was out of bounds as it nicked his face mask or his other hand.
Trash.
Oh, now they see that. I don't know. I would have challenged it too, but he got one of them right and almost got the second one right.
So. Yeah. We talk about them getting their field ready. It'll be the Chiefs.
Yeah. I wonder if Mahomes knows what. Well, he's been here once and it was just like this.
Yeah.
No one in the stands.
Yeah.
I was here for that game. It's so weird.
Taylor
and it was a Monday
Swift.
At 5 o'clock
in Orchard Park, New York.
Yeah. I think she's going to sit, I don't know.
The wings that she's going to eat.
Yeah, I'm sure she's, yeah, whatever. It's going to be fun to have Mahomes here.
First playoff
It's going to be fun to see
game for him.
Andy with his mustache all
Please
filled
stop.
With
it's,
snot. You know that's what it's going to be.
That's disgusting.
Oh, come on.
They kept doing close-ups of it.
Like,
it was funny. It was like, that's repulsive.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, though. But it's going to be something to see. And the good news, as beaten up as the Bills' defense is, that is not an explosive Chiefs offense.
Nope.
It can still be efficient. They got Pacheco. They still have Kelsey, whatever version. And Rashee Rice looked good. But that is not the old Chiefs.
You know what I thought of today? I'm watching this game, and I'm saying, for the first time in a while, and I know we've talked about it throughout the season and the identity of this team.
Right.
They're physical.
Yeah.
They are.
I keep going back to other playoff losses, and I go, they're a finesse team. They really can't play in these conditions. They can play in the cold.
So, you know, we have the coffee mug that says Dan was right, Dan was wrong. This one, we should get a mug that says Sean was right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a tough pill for some people to swallow.
Yeah. Well,
one person in particular.
One person in particular. How was today?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously, if you look at what they've done. Now, look.
He leads the parade.
It's still next week is the week. Next week is the week that, when I say puts them over the top, you win that game, you beat Mahomes, you go back to the AFC Championship game.
Justice.
That is, I'm not saying it's a total success of a season, but you get to that AFC title game. With all that they've dealt with this year, that's something. You got them at home. It is your chance to take what would end up being very disappointing and make it your game away from the Super Bowl. It's a massive, massive, not that I have to tell you that, massive game, massive opportunity.
And we'll have plenty more coverage on the Buffalo Plus YouTube
channel.
Jenna's
cold.
Leading up, we're going to wrap up. I know, I give you a lot of credit.
Yeah. My wife said that before we left the house station, because I got a little chill. I go, you know, I'm about to stand out in like 0 degree temperatures.
It was
cold. Yeah.
It was cold in the press box.
Renee killed it with the kiss.
It was cold.
Crushed it.
She Love did. That. Yeah. All right. For Dan and Renee and Mike, I'm Jenna. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We always appreciate it. As the season continues on, we're on to the divisional round. All right. Bye. Oh, thanks to Connors and Ferris.
This is the Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.